alayhi salam, that we normally would make at the Qabristan, that peace be upon you, all the dwellers, all the believers, all the abode of the dead. Dara qawmi mu'mineen means the abode of the believers. So the abode means the Qabr, the Qabristan that they're in, this is their abode. So peace be upon you, all the abode of the believers. Wa inna insha'Allah bikum lahiqoon. And insha'Allah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala willing, we will join you. وَدِدْتُ أَنَّ قَدْ رَأَيْنَا إِخْوَانَنَا. The Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made the statement, such a profound, beautiful statement. At that time now he was at the Qabristan, he says, I wish I could see my brothers. فَقَالُوا أَوَلَسْنَا إِخْوَانَكَ يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ. So those sahaba that were with him, they said, are we not your brothers, O Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم? Are we not your brothers? قَالَ أَنْتُمْ أَصْحَابِي. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told him that, no, you are my companions, you are my sahaba. وَإِخْوَانُنَا أَلَّذِينَ لَمْ يَأْتُوا بَعْدُ. And my brothers are those that haven't come as yet. In other words, they still to come in future. Those are my brothers, they still to come. قَالُوا كَيْفَ تَعْرِفُ مَنْ لَمْ يَأْتِي بَعْدُ مِنْ أُمَّتِكَ يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he expressed desire to see us, all those that were not there in his time. He wished he could have seen us. So then sahaba asked him that, O Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, how will you recognize him? Us, you still recognize us because you've seen us, you know us. How will you recognize those people that come after your zamana, after your time? فَقَالَ Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave an example, a beautiful example. أَرَأَيْتَ لَوْ أَنَّ رَجُلًا لَهُ خَيْلٌ غُرٌّ مُحَجَّلَةٌ بَيْنَ ظَهْرِ خَيْلٍ دُهْمٍ دُهْمٍ أَلَا يَعْرِفُ خَيْلَهُ. Tell me, inform me, that if a person has a horse that has a white forehead and has white legs, and this horse is in the middle of other horses that are pitch black. So this horse that's got a white forehead and has got white forelegs is in a pack of horses or is with other horses that are pitch black. Will this person not recognize his horse? قَالُوا بَلَا يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَمْ. So they said, yes, definitely, O Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم. This person will recognize his horse because his horse has got outstanding features. فَإِنَّهُمْ. So Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم explained, قَالَ فَإِنَّهُمْ يَأْتُونَ غُرًّا مُحَجَّلِينَ مِنَّ الْبُضُوءِ. Nabi صلى الله عليه وسلم said, referring to his brothers that will come later on, referring to us, that these people, they will have this, they will come on the day of Qiyamah, غُرًّا مُحَجَّلِينَ. We explained, with the parts of wudu that will be shining, the face will be shining, the limbs will be shining because of wudu. وَأَنَا فَرَطُهُمْ عَلَى الْحَوْضِ. Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم is saying, I will precede these brothers of mine. I will precede them to the Hawz-e-Kawthar. Farat actually means when people are traveling, you'll get a few people that will go ahead. They'll go ahead and they'll set up camp. They'll ensure that the camp is, the place is the right place, the camp is the right place. So by the time the rest of the group comes, they've already got a place to stay over. So that is a farat, a person that goes early, a person who goes and makes all the intizam. So here Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying that I will go before them and I will be at the Hawz-e Kawthar waiting for them. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us from amongst them. Such a beautiful, easy thing that a person just makes his wuzu correctly, and then this will be the means of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam recognizing us on the day of shining out features of a person that makes wuzu properly. Wa Nabi Hurairah radiallahu anhu wa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam qala ala adullukum ma yamhullahu bihi al-khataya wa yarfa'u bihi al-darajat. Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu said, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Should I not show you of something that will wipe out your sins and will cause your darajat, your stages to be elevated? قَالُوا بَلَا يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ. They said, بَلَا definitely, O Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم. قَالْ إِسْبَاغُ الْبُضُوءِ عَلَى الْمَكَارِهِ. So Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم explained these three a'mal that I mentioned here. The person does this, what will happen is it will cause his sins to be forgiven and will cause his darajat to be elevated. The first thing Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said is إِسْبَاغُ الْبُضُوءِ عَلَى الْمَكَارِهِ, that making wudu, performing wudu in adverse circumstances, difficult conditions, difficult circumstances, a person is still making his wudu properly. He's not cutting short his wudu. He's making his wudu despite difficult conditions. وَكَثْرَةُ الْخُطَاءِ إِلَى الْمَسْجِدِ, a person takes many steps towards the masjid. وَانْتِظَارُ الصَّلَاةِ بَعْدَ الصَّلَاةِ. The third thing is a person waits for one salat. After one salat, he's waiting for the next salat. This tells, it reminds us of another hadith that one of the people that will be given shade under the arsh of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, on that day when there will be no other shade except the shade of the Arsh of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, رَجُلٌ قَلْبُهُ مُعَلَّقٌ بِالْمَسْجِدِ بِالْمَسَاجِدِ, that person whose heart is attached to the masjid. In other words, he came out of the masjid now, or he is in the masjid and he's waiting for the next salat. The person, or perhaps he had to come out for some reason, but his heart is in the masjid. In other words, it's now Asr time, he's already working out what time is Maghrib, so he can come back. After Maghrib, he's already working out what time is Isha time, so he can come back. Or after Isha, when he goes home, he's already setting his alarm for Fajr time. It shows that this person's heart is in the masjid. Allah Pak will give him such a reward that he will be given the shade under the arsh of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And in this hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is telling us that this person that does one of these three things, the first thing is he makes wuzu under, just takes many steps towards the masjid. وَانْتِظَارُ الصَّلَاةِ بَعْدَ الصَّلَاةِ, the person waits for one salah after a salah. فَذَلِكُمُ الرِّبَاطِ فَذَلِكُمُ الرِّبَاطِ, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, that is ribat, that is ribat. Ribat actually is to guard the frontiers of the Muslim, to stand on guard and guarding the rest of a Muslim, guarding the rest of the Muslims from the attack of the enemy. This is known as ribat. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying, فَذَلِكُمُ الرِّبَاطِ فَذَلِكُمُ الرِّبَاطِ, person is doing these three actions. Ulama explain what it means. Either all three actions or the last action could be referring, in other words, the one action of wudu. So what it means is that when a person does these three things, like how a person that's standing on guard, he protects the believers from the enemy, here a person gets protected from the attacks of shaitan. Getting attacked, he's getting protected from the internal attacks. Or the second is he actually gets the reward of a person that guards in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That person that guards in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, his reward continues for him even after he passes away. You know, after a person passes away, then that's the end of a person's reward, except for the three things. One is the Isfal al-Sawab, one is the pious son, and the other is no charitable works that he left behind that will still benefit. So this is telling us that the person who does these three things, even after he passes away, he gets the reward of a ribat. His reward continues right up to the day of Qiyamah, because he's doing these three things. So such beautiful three things. One is a person should make wudu correctly, properly. Isbagh means to make it properly, despite difficult circumstances. The next is a person should try and take many steps towards the masjid. If a person is staying very far from the masjid, he has to take a car, there's no problem. But at times, if they have to, he has to walk, he has to park somewhere, and it's far to walk, he shouldn't feel upset about it. Or sometimes he may have to walk if he's going, for example, to the haram or other places where he doesn't have a vehicle. So he must be happy that I'm taking many steps towards the masjid. And the third is, a person is waiting. After one salat, he's already waiting for the next salat. He's waiting, so his heart is with the masjid. He's getting such a great reward. He's getting the reward of the bath, where a person's reward continues right up till the day of Qiyamah, or he's being saved from the attack of shaitan. Another thing that comes under this hadith, ulama explained, is that a person should always try and stay in the state of wudu. Because wudu is something that protects a person from the attacks of shaitan. It protects a person from waswasa. And Allah, if it happens such, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it such that a person, if his life has to come away in that condition, his life goes away in the condition that he was in, a condition of wudu. So this wudu was something that many of our kabir, many of our seniors, our ulama, always made it a point. If the wudu broke, then they would make wudu immediately. They would read two rakats, tahiyat al-masjid. Tomorrow's hadith will do. The reward that a person will get for just reciting, making wudu, and reciting tahiyat al-masjid. Hadith will come, that wajabat lahul jannah. Jannah becomes wajib for that person. All he did was he made wudu, and he read two rakats of salat, tahiyat al-wudu. Then jannah becomes wajib for that person. So this is some condition we should try and stay in all the time. Try and stay in wudu. It protects a person from many things, from the whisperings of shaitan, from the attacks of shaitan. It helps to keep a person on guard, away from sins. This is a very great thing, to stay in the condition of wudu all the time. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun ala al mursaleen, walhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.